great palette of colour.
Life is full of these grey areas, it's not just black and white.
An identity-forming experience.
You are listening to Eastside Radio Podcast with discussions and insights on art, politics, music and more here on eastsidefm.org.
If you are still seated, I'd be very surprised.
Growing up in the 1980s and going to school, it was all pretty carefree when it came to lunchtime and running around the playground, and until the discovery of the hole in the ozone layer. Ultraviolet rays became front and center of parental discussions, and kids were not just slip-slop-slapping, they were being forced to now wear a hat at all times outdoors. Fast forward some three decades, and the importance of sun safety or skincare is more prevalent than ever, especially amongst kids who have to also juggle the expectations of peers and social media and what they perceive to be beauty. Simon Board is the head of PDHPE at Kambala here in the eastern suburbs, and he's come up with a sun safety program at the school, having first-hand experience with the dangers of the Australian sun.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I grew up in those times as well in country regions, and we... I must admit, even back then, we were a little bit conscious of the sun, but I think more and more there's a culture of tanning that's around amongst students, and it's this sense that you have to look a certain way and you'll sort of do whatever it takes to get to that point, and it can lead to some significant issues, as we find that students that have significant burns in their first 10 years double their chance of melanoma. So we want to make sure we're supporting our students and keeping them safe in the sun.
And are you sort of referring to that tanning mythology that I guess kids can be impressed about, particularly with, you know, social media as such as it is these days? But for kids that have English rose skin, that wouldn't be the best approach, would it?
No, that's right. And I'll give you an example. That part of our workshop, we've got a young lady, Emily Foster, from Sydney University, who's designed the first portable UV camera. And we're doing a practice in preparation for the workshop next week. And what we found was that a couple of our students were those, the very fair-skinned Irish red hair, but you couldn't really see it distinctly until you went under the UV camera. And now you'd see this young lady, who was a lovely-looking girl, and but when you looked at the UV image, it was really clearly still lovely looking, obviously, but it was very clear that her skin was quite fair and there was a number of freckles all over her face, which not a sign of an issue in itself, other than she's predisposed to skin cancer due to the fair nature of her skin and the freckles, and the fact that they will get darker in summer as she's protecting herself from the sun.
And that doesn't mean we're telling kids that they need to get out of the sun, though, does it? That means we're sort of asking them to be responsible in the time that they spend outdoors.
Oh, absolutely. And no, they should get out. And coming out of COVID, we all know that that's really important. But what we're finding, the emergency rooms have never had so many people with the significant burns that they're coming in with. And these are young people as well. So we're concerned that, yes, we're excited to be out, but let's be safe. Let's make sure that we are wearing our sunscreen and our hats and protecting ourselves across the board. And as an example, I would put a sunscreen on at 6:30 in the morning, and then when I looked in the UV camera, my image was a very black colour, and that's showing that it's the UV is being reflected by a very good sunscreen. And all this... the sunscreens in Australia are good, no matter which one you buy. They're very heavily regulated, but we need to put it on. And I think what's shown through this UV camera from Emily as well is that it shows you when you don't put it on, when you leave gaps, that's when we have problems.
At that point at which the sunscreen isn't put on evenly, or perhaps it's starting to wear away a little bit, or you've been for a swim, the sun then starts to penetrate the skin a lot more. That's what you're saying.
That's right, yeah, and that's where the melanozones come to the surface, and depending on your genetic makeup, they'll supply a different colour, a pigment that will be indicated by sunburn or freckles or whatever, a different colour in their freckles. And that's basically the skin's way of saying, when your skin does change colour, it's the skin's way of saying that it's being damaged. So it's really important that kids get that message, and currently at Kambala, we're teaching that for the first 6 weeks of this term leading into the workshop. We're actually teaching the skills of the different skills that we've got as part of the Sun and UV at School program that the Cancer Institute, that I wrote with the Cancer Institute, we're implementing that syllabus and teaching the students everything from safe habits in the sun, the medical consequences. We're looking at types of skin cancer, myths, skin structure and genetics, historical and cultural perspectives, what's in a sunscreen. So all these things we're teaching the kids, and it's been fabulous.
Now, I know you said before that all sunscreens are equally as good as the others, but I still remember growing up that there was this one particular coconut oil styled sunscreen, and that seemed to be quite popular at a particular age or a certain time in young people's lives. But that surely can't be as good as an SPF 50 plus or 100 plus that seems to be out there these days.
Absolutely. The SPF 50 is probably what you're talking about is the tanning oils that were out there, and they were really just causing a lot of issues for people in their skin. And I know a number of people that of my generation that are now unfortunately having to deal with the consequences of baking themselves in the sun using some of those products. And it is unfortunate. Luckily, companies like Dermscreen in Bondi Junction actually are very supportive and very helpful and providing you with really great, amazing care and tracking all the sun damage you might have. Certainly some of these products have caused some damage in the past.
And I feel like it's an issue that we should address not just during the summer months, but probably all year round. And I know, for example, I'm not quite as luscious on top as I used to be. And I always catch myself out, say, in the month of August, when all of a sudden the sun makes this rare appearance again, and I'm not out there wearing a hat, and I get burnt again on the top of my head. And I really should just have it as part of my everyday mandate that if I'm heading outdoors, I should be wearing a hat.
Yeah, absolutely. In Australia, in Sydney in particular, all year round, apart from 3 weeks, which is sort of in the middle of July, the UV is at a rate of 3, and that's when the minimum that we have to actually start protecting our skin. So it's we don't have the luxury of being able to say, oh no, it's okay, we're not going to have a situation where we can guarantee we're going to be safe. It's 3 and above, and it's interesting, you look at because we're so much closer to the sun where we're located here in Australia, places like America look at us and they can't believe we're getting UV ratings of 14 and 11 and 12 when their max is 10. So, and we have we have increasing temperatures throughout Australia, throughout the world, and I think this issue is only going to get worse as we have the world heating and climate change causing some significant changes.
I completely agree with you there, Simon. And you mentioned a little bit earlier before that rural communities are at a particular risk too, and I imagine for the same very reasons that we just discussed with regards to the climate. But how is it different for them compared to us coastal dwellers who live dangerously at the beach? Why are our rural communities being so affected too?
Oh, look, I think in rural regions, sometimes it's a matter of education. Also, probably more so to a point, it's the fact that a lot of the jobs are very labour intensive. They're all outdoors. A combination of farmers or labour-intensive roles that involve long, long hours out in the sun. I guess the equivalent would be looking at tradies here in Sydney, and the fact that if you are doing a role like a landscaper, that it's relentless. You are out in that weather consistently, and we still have young tradies going out in Australia unprotected because it's not the cool thing to do, and often not wearing the clothing that's appropriate, including hats when they're going out in this sort of condition. So it's this, rural people do have the challenges, but I think it's more that spending that excessive time out due to their roles and responsibilities in their communities.
That was Simon Board, who was not only the head of PDHPE at Kambala, but also incredibly passionate about sun safety and skincare, and has come up with a fantastic sun safety program that he's currently trialling at his school, having developed the idea with the Cancer Institute of New South Wales, alongside support from Charles Sturt University, big name brands like L'Oreal, whose skincare products I'm sure the girls are going to love, and local businesses too, like Dermscreen in Bondi Junction, who do digital imaging with a machine called a melanographer. I don't know what that is, but let's see if we can get Philip Tong in to chat about that next week, as well as Anne Gately, who's written a book called Sunburnt, a memoir of sun, surf and skin cancer. Let's hope it's a big success and that it can then be rolled out across all the schools, public and private, not just in the eastern suburbs, but the whole of New South Wales, the whole of Australia, really. I'm going to keep doing my bit and continue to ride for my favourite cycling charity, Smiling for Smitty, which is also a melanoma cause, so it's very close to my heart too. And so wonderful to see a new generation of girls conscientious about skincare and hopefully now subsequently sun safety. Yeah.
You have been listening to Eastside Radio Podcast. For selections of more enjoyable content like this, visit our website, eastsidefm.org, and click on Podcast.